This is Ricky Spiro from the Mac Observer's Apple Weekly Report, and here are your reactions to Steve Jobs' keynote address.
What's your first name and where are you from, first of all?
Lauren Hillary, Newport Beach.
Jason, Seattle, Washington.
KG, I live in this area, close to San Jose.
James Harper from University of Auckland, New Zealand.
Pakari, Sacramento.
I'm Harris Fogel, and I'm also the host and executive producer of Mac Edition Radio on the web.
First of all, what are your first names and where are you from?
Spike from New Jersey.
Dan from New Jersey.
My first name is Benjamin King, and I'm in Orlando, Florida.
Eric Wallstrom from InCase Designs in Los Angeles.
And what did you think of the keynote?
Excellent, I would say.
You enjoyed it?
I was really impressed. I thought it was cool.
You enjoyed it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, it's very good, very good. Don't have any goodies to take home today, but looking forward to some great things.
All right, what did you think of the keynote?
I thought it was awesome.
You enjoyed it?
Yeah, this was my first Macworld that I came to, and the whole reason I came here is because of the hype surrounding the keynote. Unlike in previous years, like there's always been like a handful of rumors, and you know you could expect two or three of them, but this year like the rumors were just all over the map, and I just thought, you know what, I just want to be there. I want to experience it firsthand.
And what did you think of the keynote?
That was pretty good.
No, I think Steve sounded a little sick. He was hoarse. He was slower than normal. Because we've seen half a dozen of these over the years.
All right. What did you think of the keynote?
I loved it. Absolutely. Yes. I'm blown away by the iPhone. I found it by one single link.
What did you think of the keynote?
It was amazing. I'm very excited about the new phone.
And what particularly did you like about the phone?
Well, I'm a BlackBerry user, so I'm just really excited about the bigger screen, the way that you can touch through your music. Let's see, the new email, the Google Maps, it goes on and on. The music.
I thought it was wonderful, best yet, you know, and coming to them every year. Apple is going to get into the phone market, which is largely a commodity-driven market. It makes perfect sense for them to come in at the very top and crush everyone away in terms of design, features, applications, and the why it makes sense and it's seamless. So, you know, it brings it all together. I'm glad they waited as long as they did to get into it.
Do you think that you'll buy an iPhone?
Absolutely. I've been using a Nokia for like 10 years. They're the best user interface. That's why they patented it. And the first time I've ever been tempted to away from this is because this is this one.
And will you be getting an iPhone when it comes out?
Oh, definitely. I was thinking about getting another phone anyway, so this is just right on time.
Are you already a Singular customer?
Yes, already, definitely. So that's the first thing I noticed when they saw Singular up there. Oh, okay, cool. So the transition would be nice.
Yeah, I'll definitely be getting one of those.
You'll be getting one?
Yeah, absolutely.
And how long do you have to wait being in Australia?
Probably, I'd say 2008.
What did you think of the iPhone?
I'm probably going to get one.
Yeah, I agree.
And are you already Singular customers?
Yeah, we got the Blackjack.
I'm Verizon, but I'm switching.
You're switching? Yeah. Do you have a lot left on your contract right now?
No, it's up in February.
Oh, iPhone? I wish they sell this one tomorrow.
Do you plan to buy it when it comes out?
Yes, I will.
Absolutely.
All right.
And buy two.
You'll buy two for yourself?
I have a friend. Actually, I have a friend of mine that I know will love one.
All right. Are you already a Singular customer?
Yes. So that'll make it even better.
I thought it was awesome. You know, if there's anyone who could pull it off, it's Apple. Because they spend time on design and their software is just incredible. I mean, they think about the functions that you're going to do on a repeat basis, and they try to make it as easy and as simple as possible. And they've done just a fabulous job.
Are you planning to get one when it comes out?
Oh, I'd love to, yeah. I'd buy it right now if I could. I'm sure half the people here would.
Are you a Singular customer?
No, I'm not, unfortunately. I have Sprint, and you know, me and my brother have talked about switching because we're on a family plan. And so now it's going to happen.
Now it has to happen.
It has to happen, yeah.
Purely as a technological statement, it's a really natural welding of technology, which I think is just wonderful. I think they're going to sell everything they can build and even more.
Are you planning to buy one?
I don't know if I am, because I'm one of those people who pride myself on trying not to use a cell phone unless I have to. I don't want my world to revolve around it. And I think if I were to buy one, I would buy what I hope will be a second generation, which will have a 60 gig or 80 gig hard drive. Because to me, 8 gigs is useless. You know, it's useless in terms of music because I tend to rip it at a high definition level. You know, a much higher level of codec, so I get... I tend to rip music at a higher level, so I get a better audio quality. In terms of
I always carry data on it, and 8 gigs, I'm a photographer, so it isn't a whole lot of data to carry. So I think I'll wait for what I think will be the natural progression, which will be a hard drive based.
Bob, Dr. Mac Levitas, right after the keynote, and I've been talking to people as they're coming down the escalators. What did you think of the keynote?
I give it a 9.5. It had a good beat. You could dance to it. No, it was the phone was so anticipated, yet it was so different than, you know, you could imagine when you see Steve demonstrate these features. It's a life-changing product. I can see this is, you know, everybody in that room wants one right now. And waiting 6 months is going to be very rough. I'm very glad I'm a singular customer, because it would be really painful to have to pay a penalty to switch to singular, which I would have to do. It just looks great. The one thing I thought was interesting is, does Apple still make computers?
Yeah, seriously.
You know, I mean, 2 minutes of computer talk, and I really believed we would hear more about Leopard today. I thought we'd hear about iLife 07 and iWork 07. I was very surprised that none of that happened, but I could see why he needed almost 2 hours to show you everything about that product. I for one, can't wait.
One other quick question. I'm curious. You said it's very different to see it in person or see him demonstrate it than it is to imagine it when people talk about it speculating. I'm curious, how much of your reaction right now is to the features and how much of it is to the presentation and the hoopla of the keynote?
Well, the features are just, I can see wanting that. The idea that Address Book and iCal will travel with me seamlessly as opposed to the crummy Bluetooth sync that I get now, you know, which is just, it's not good. It's not a good user experience. I never know whether the appointments are all going to make it over, all the contacts are going to make it over, the phone doesn't have enough memory for everything. The calendar is impossible to use on the little screen of my phone. All these things that we're going to get for free because we're Mac users, because I already use Address Book, I already use iCal. So in order to get that stuff in my phone in a way I can use it now, it's a freebie. It's just, you know, plug it in, say sync, and it will do the right thing. That's golden. I mean, that is just so desirable. It's like the Holy Grail. I've been trying to do that with a pocket device for 10 years.
I've thrown
away 5 palms because they just aren't good enough. I mean, it's not that they're bad. They're just, it's not perfect. And I want perfect, and Steve will make it perfect. You know how he is.
All we want is perfect.
All we want is perfect, but, you know, if anybody's gonna come close to perfect, it's Apple Inc. Apple Inc.
And is there anything that you would have hoped for in the iPhone that didn't show up?
No. Everything I could have imagined, every feature that I was thinking of, is in there. Every single one.
No, actually, they packed a lot more into the iPhone than I thought that they were actually going to come with. I thought there'd be more of a first generation element to this one, but this is like a fifth generation element right out of the gate. So I'm very pleased and excited. You know, I'm in the business of this marketplace, and so it's from being in that business, I'm excited. But from a pure consumer standpoint, I'm excited. Like, excellent.
They didn't mention anything about iChat or any kind of AIM stuff, right?
Was there anything that you would have wanted in the iPhone that didn't show up?
Well, I'm wondering, I just got a new car and it has Bluetooth, so I'm wondering if that phone will, with the music, connect to the iPod via Bluetooth.
You didn't mention if there's any kind of development support or anything like that, it's an SDK or anything like that, which I think would be good.
And you're thinking because OS X is the foundation, it might be an interesting platform?
Yeah, because it seems like open enough based on what you showed and everything. Yeah, Apple's pretty good with that usually.
I haven't had time to think about it right now. I don't know yet. I haven't had time to think about it. But overall, I think it's definitely Apple. It's definitely iPhoto. It has everything that you would expect from iPhoto phone. iPhone. And so it's, very good.
Yeah, so you got to kind of go home and suck some oxygen.
Yeah, I'm going to get with my Mac team, you know, and just kind of think about it, kind of hash it over. But overall, I think it looks really great. I think it looks really great. I hope it's fast. As they say, it's going to be universal. The interface is going to be really nice. So I think it will work real well.
I guess I'll have to play with it first to see with it. But based on his demo, he kind of covered everything that I'd want to use in a smartphone. And it even has way more than I expected. I didn't expect the iPod and the iPhone to be kind of one unit like that, like to have widescreen video. I wasn't expecting all that. Like, I was expecting just maybe music. I'm like a Nano, but with the phone, not the video. So that kind of, you know, really got me.